You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, disastrous night last night for the Lakers. They blow a big lead, lose to Sacramento. It was a game that they had a great opportunity with to move into the seven.
This is how mad and frustrated I am about everything that's going on. I just spent the last 30 seconds looking for my headphones.
They're on your neck.
Thank you.
Wow, you're really worked up.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah, thank you, Kawhi. So friggin' frustrating.
Yeah, yeah. Right, well, people are...
Well, if I'm this mad, hopefully they're
mad,
right?
People are
pissed. No, but I mean, I'm talking about the players.
Oh, the players?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I hope
they're
they
as mad as I am.
Let me see.
Every line jammed.
Let's go to Mac in San Bernardino. Mac, good afternoon.
Hi, Mac.
Hey, what's good, fellas? Actually, I'm in San Fernando. No big deal there.
Oh, okay.
John.
Yes, sir.
John, you need to cut the tab, brother. One thing I can say, that earlier person who mentioned the thing about LeBron... I kind of agree with him from this standpoint. In the game last night, they're not stopping Fox from going left the whole game.
Correct.
Why doesn't LeBron pull the players together and say, hey, let's stop this guy from going left. Let's, you know, bring some energy, whatever the case may be. He's not necessarily a vocal leader, and that's a problem. So I kind of agree with that caller. LeBron isn't a good leader. You could do the stats all day.
Yeah.
He needs to start pulling people to the side, engaging. He can bring the energy.
All right, Mac, I want you to do me a favor. Watch the game tomorrow night and specifically pay attention to how much talking LeBron does. He's talking to his teammates the whole game. He's one of the best leaders I've ever seen. You're off on this, Mac. I've watched him. I mean, obviously I have a front row seat to all this stuff. But he is incredibly vocal, and he's the oldest player in the NBA.
Yep.
And you look at his line from last night again. I mean, look at LeBron when the team, rest of the team is playing terrible. LeBron, 31 points, 13 assists, 10 of 16 from the field. I mean, if you're laying this problem on LeBron, do you know how bad we would have lost if LeBron didn't play in that game?
Well, imagine how bad the season would be without LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I really, really, really hope they bring him back.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be, some of that's up to LeBron.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, all of it is up to LeBron.
Well,
he can go anywhere he wants,
right? But I think he likes it here. And, you know, despite what happened last night, I think he enjoys being a Laker.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think he's going to be here. It's just a matter of how long the contract is. I don't know what people are wanting. LeBron is without him, they're nowhere. Without him, they're nowhere.
Well, you've said before you think he's the best player.
I think he's the best player in the history of the game.
Yeah.
Let's go to Chris in Anaheim. Chris, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. I understand, you know, John, you keep tiptoeing around Ham, and then we keep saying that he's got 19 games left to figure it out. That scares the hell out of us. Like, can you imagine the team playing for each other, winning more, and then we get another year of Ham? Because this ownership that we have, they keep giving him chances for the smallest thing. When we won against the Clippers, he should have been fired right there and then.
Come on.
Wait a minute.
What are you
Chris,
talking about?
Why would you fire him after beating the Clippers?
No, I'm saying when we won the Clippers, that gave him a longer leash.
No, there isn't. Chris, let me let you in on something. There is no leash. There is no scenario under which Darvin would be removed this season.
Correct.
None. They could go 0-18 from here till the end of the year.
Right.
And Genie will not fire
Darvin. Well, the next 19 games and the playoffs are the leash.
Yeah, 18 and then the playoffs.
18 and then the playoffs, yeah.
And so, Chris, there is no scenario. I mean, you can if you don't like Darvin, it sounds like you don't.
But it's pointless to fire a guy with 18 games left.
Yeah,
that
he's
just gonna makes
have,
no sense.
He's going to have an opportunity. And these games are hard. Look at the schedule.
Right.
I mean, these next three games are all against teams with better records than the Lakers
have. And people seem to have lost the fact that Darvin is only in his second year.
Right.
Last year he went to the Western Conference Finals. This year this team does not look right now. So you can judge him based on this, but it's not like Darvin Ham has been here for 4 years and the Lakers are sticking with him. It's only a second season.
All right, Radio Michael fan. Let's say we fire Ham and get our seventh coach in 13 years.
That's
this
a fair
is something
point.
You bring up.
Yep.
We're on our sixth head coach in the last 13 years, not including Bickerstaff. One every 2.1 years.
It is true.
So much for job security. Any coach worth his salt will think twice before even considering us if we fire another coach. The front office needs to give Ham time and set him up to succeed. Okay, but there is a standard here. There is the reason Mike D'Antoni got fired, the reason Byron Scott got fired, the reason Luke Walton got fired. They weren't making the playoffs. They weren't getting out of the first round.
Right.
That's not okay here. It's a winner get fired town. If Dave Roberts doesn't make the playoffs this year, I don't care what the reasons are. He's out.
Correct.
So Darvin knows that. Darvin, I've had conversations with Darvin. He knows what he signed up for.
Right.
But which is why last night was so frustrating. But
the Lakers do go through a lot of coaches.
Yeah.
How about let's go to John in Temple City. John, good afternoon.
Hey, guys. So John, I want to use a couple of your words against you just a little
sure.
bit. You talk about hockey line changes. The truth is, I understand he's old and he's played the most minutes ever, but for 95% of the game, LeBron doesn't play aggressive defense. Unless it's a chase down block to make a highlight, that is the truth of the matter. He goes under screens. He doesn't close out. He doesn't box out the greatest. So are we pulling LeBron out if he doesn't play defense? Because that is happening quite often.
Well, keep in mind, he's somewhat limited by the ankle.
And, John, if you can take him out, like I've said before, I would have taken out all five players last night on a couple of different occasions. So, yeah, in that case, I would have. But if you take him out, who's going to score?
Right.
It sounds like to me there's a fundamental discrepancy in the way LeBron James plays and the way Darvin Ham wants to coach. And LeBron James wins that every time. Like, Darvin wants to play defense. LeBron can't bring that. And LeBron, they need to build their game a different way. To me, the way you win a championship today is the best offensive team that can play the best defense. And the Lakers can't score enough. They can't defend enough. What is this team even really? Like, what are they?
Well, right now they're in 10th place.
Yeah, I mean,
is
I
what
think
they
it's,
are.
And they look like a 10th place team.
Right. They probably deserve to be where they are.
They are exactly where they belong at this point. And they cannot obviously, I'm getting text messages here. They're throwing me off. They cannot obviously get the six now. That's out of the question. They're going to be in the play-in tournament at best. They won't drift out of the play-in tournament because there's a cushion there. But honestly, does anybody believe that the Lakers could win two road games against the teams that are in that play-in tournament? I don't think so.
And last year, remember, they only had to win one.
Right.
They beat Minnesota here, and that was it.
Let's do one more. I want to do some Dodgers coming up. Let's go to Jay in L.A. Jay, good afternoon. Jay?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
So I'm looking at the game last night, and I'm noticing at times that LeBron doesn't even get in the huddle when there is a timeout. You know, he's a pretty bright guy. He knows the game very well. Would the Lakers ever consider LeBron being a player coach?
Well, there hasn't been a player coach in the NBA since Bill Russell in the late 60s. So I don't think that's in the cards, Jay. I don't think LeBron, when he's retiring, I think he'll be an owner rather than a
Correct.
Coach.
Yeah.
And he'll hire a young coach who he respects.
Yeah, no question.
Yes, I don't think that's on the cards.
All right. Let's see. I'll do some. Oh, you know what I wanted to do? Ladies and gentlemen, the Oscars are Sunday night. My Oscars preview is out right now for the Culture Pop Podcast. You can get it on YouTube, Culture Pop Podcast channel. Also, Apple and Spotify. Also, the Susie Essman interview is there. There's a great interview with the guys who wrote Marley, all this kind of stuff. So go check out the Culture Pop podcast. I appreciate it. By the way, I was on Good Day LA today.
How'd it go?
Got to see my old friend Aroxia Karpetian.
Does she still look unbelievable?
She looks
one of the best-looking women I've ever met.
She is absolutely amazing and just a very, very kind and sweet person.
For normally, when you meet women who are that attractive, they're not that nice.
Right.
She is.
So you'll get a kick out of this. They did a trivia game, like Buzz In.
Yeah.
Sort of like a game of games.
Did you dominate it?
So I was leading 3-1.
Okay.
And then I blew the lead and lost 4-3.
Well, some things never change.
I'm bad at games. I'm just bad at game of games.
Who won?
Bad at it was. I'll tell you coming up.
All right.
I cannot remember her name right now. I apologize. All right. Coming up next, there's somebody that followed the Dodgers today on Instagram. Could be really important. We'll do that coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay. Big, big announcement from our friends at Mirror Audio Video in Westwood. Mirror Audio Video, ESPN LA, and Pizza Hut are partnering up for all the madness in March to give you a chance to win. Think about this. Win. You're not paying for it. The most spectacular brand new 75-inch Samsung 75 4K HD smart TV. All you got to do is join us at the Pizza Hut in Anaheim, located at 301 South Magnolia, for the first Friday of the tournament. I think the first Thursday of the tournament, you and I are doing a remote. Now, Travis and Slee are going to be at this one. 9 a.m. Friday, March 22nd. Travis Lee will be there. Come by, say hi. Join us for all the games, your favorite Pizza Hut pizza, wings, and beer. At this throwback Pizza Hut location in Anaheim, you can relax, enjoy your favorite beverage, and watch the game on one of their TVs. They have tons of them. And come on down. You might just be leaving with an awesome 75-inch Samsung TV from the best audio video company in the world. Mirror Audio Video. In Westwood.
By the way, Amanda Salas is the one that beat me in the trivia game over at Channel 11. Amanda, I want a rematch. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, somebody just sent me this bet on Cut, John. I want to bounce it off of you.
All right.
Okay. It's $10. Sacramento minus 10.5 at home versus San Antonio. 10.5. That's a big number.
Wemby is not playing.
Oh, except, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna accept that bet. That is a good one. I'm finally gonna get off the schneid.
I think you're okay there.
Okay. We'll find out. Yeah. So interesting, John. With the Dodgers, Jordan Montgomery, out of the blue, followed the Dodgers on Instagram and unfollowed the Texas Rangers.
Well, according to you guys, that means everything,
right?
It
does mean everything. Well, think about it. If you're Jordan Montgomery, why else would you do it unless you were talking to the Dodgers? Now, Jordan Montgomery last year, 10-11, 3.20 ERA, pitched between St. Louis and Texas. Year before, 3.11 ERA. Year before, and he's left-handed. He is he and Blake Snell are the two guys that are still out there that are huge difference makers in terms of pitching. If the Dodgers were to sign Jordan Montgomery, their rotation will be one for the ages. It really, now you question some of you. You're not a big Yamamoto guy. You're not a big.
Here's what interests me. I don't know. They obviously know. I tend to, anytime Andrew Friedman does anything, I tend to just say.
Tends to work.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. But here's Tyler Glasnow's games pitched over the last few years.
Yep.
Okay.
Go with games started. Because he's going to be a starter.
Okay.
By the way, it hurts him.
It.
He's, because you're saying he's never made more than 21 career starts in a season.
Right.
21 starts in a season.
And they gave him like $100 million, right?
Yeah.
Why would you give $100 million to a guy who can't stay healthy? And Yamamoto has never pitched in the major leagues. So
now I totally buy on the Yamamoto thing. I think Yamamoto is going to be spectacular. Tyler Glasnow is interesting. I mean, he is another guy that makes for an argument for a six-man rotation because he's never started more than 21 games in a season. The Dodgers certainly want him to be starting games in September and October as opposed to early in the year. I would imagine he's going to get the Clayton Kershaw treatment, that he'll pitch for a bit, then he'll go on the injured list for a bit, and then he'll come back in time for the playoffs. Do you think that's the way it's going to go, Bergman?
I mean, yeah, they're going to let him go as long as he can, but six-man rotation is a very real thing. And does it matter at all that those 21 starts were last year, meaning that he was actually pitched a little bit more time last year?
Right.
Well, he pitched 120 innings. That's the most he's ever pitched in his career.
It is kind of a scary signing when you think of it that way.
It is. Well, it's more. It's, I mean, more, it's, he's done really more scary, because you have to look at it. I mean, I guess it is total. But yeah, so it's, for the most part, he is not a healthy guy. If he can stay healthy, then great. And he has, that was the most he's ever pitched last year. But you go with a six-man rotation, it doesn't really matter. And if somehow you make this happen with Jordan Montgomery, that's even less time that he has to be out on the mound, because now you have one of the most ridiculous rotations we've ever had.
The rotation would be a jerk, a joke.
Everybody else would think we were
everybody
jerks.
That's probably what I was saying. Right. People already hate us. Now they're really going to hate us if we get Montgomery on top of everything else.
And in the case of Yamamoto, there have been really two.
Now, you got to go last year, Kode Senga. I know where you're going, but Kode Senga had a great year for the Mets.
And a lot of these guys, and even Shigetoshi Hasegawa was actually pretty good.
Well, that's the guy I was thinking of, but he does not deserve $300 million, Shigetoshi Hasegawa.
I mean, every guy's different.
Right, but so I'm saying it doesn't, because you dominate the Japanese league, doesn't mean you're going to dominate Major League Baseball.
He dominated the WBC.
Ichiro and Shohei both came over and were immediately great, Hall of Fame great. Everybody else, Hasegawa, even going back to, and this guy was a Korean import, even going back to Chan Ho Park, good, not great.
Had his moments.
Nomo was
great.
Nomo was fantastic.
Nomo was rookie of the year, and then he kind of petered out.
Threw a no-hitter in Colorado.
He threw two no-hitters for his career. I mean, he was a good pitcher.
Right, but none of them
got. Takashi Saito had some good years.
Okay, none of them got $300 million.
Well, nobody.
Why are you giving Yamamoto $300 million? He's never pitched in the major league.
Because that's what he cost.
Well, that's
that, in other words, they had to outbid him.
So I don't really care. It's not my money.
Yeah,
but I in the case of Glasnow, I love the fact that the Dodgers go for it.
Yeah,
and Andrew Friedman almost always gets these things right. I just think it's a lot of money for two guys that may not dominate.
But have you?
They're paying them salaries like they're going to dominate.
Have you watched Yamamoto's stuff? His stuff is really, really good.
Right. I mean, so what happened yesterday or 2 days ago?
Well, look at the left side of the infield, what we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
I tweeted this out, but there were five hits to the left side of the infield that weren't fielded. Gavin Lux is bouncing the ball to first base, sometimes bouncing the ball twice, as in yesterday. Now, there were tough chances, but it was basically ground balls to the left side of the infield that beat Yamamoto yesterday.
Right.
So I think that's going to be an ongoing concern, is defense on the left side of the infield, because Muncy can be a hack, and it looks like Gavin Lux is a bit of a case of the yips.
Greg, who was the guy, the shortstop last year, that was a really
Miguel
good
Rojas.
Fielder but couldn't hit?
Couldn't hit. That's
Miguel so Rojas, maybe that's a late inning replacement kind of thing.
Could be.
Yeah.
No, I think Yamamoto is going to be great. I think Tyler Glasnow is a question mark. If you look at Yamamoto's stuff, he's got the high 90s fastball. He's got a 74 mile an hour curveball that reminds me a lot of Clayton Kershaw's curveball from the other from the other side. And he also has a deadly split,
right, here's
which
a weird
keeps people completely baffled. Yeah.
Has a team ever in Major League history used a six-man rotation for a full year?
The Angels did last year. They did when Shohei was in the rotation. Because Shohei
was...
They
only wanted him to pitch once a week?
Correct, once a week. Right, Bergman? Yeah. I don't know if it's been used a lot.
Well, so, but this team specifically could very much benefit from the six-man rotation.
But how do we know? No, we've never seen it.
Well, no, but like, look at who they got. You have a young pitcher in Bobby Miller who has not pitched a whole season before. Tyler Glasnow, as we're saying, does not pitch a lot of innings and hasn't pitched a lot of innings. Yamamoto pitches a six-man rotation in the Japanese leagues and is just coming over here for his first time. He can use it. Tyler, who am I missing at the top?
Gavin Stone.
I mean, those are smaller guys, but like, James Paxton hurt a lot of the time.
Yeah, James Paxton's question mark injury wise.
Another guy that can benefit from a six-man rotation. Everybody is six-man rotation.
And I think, by the way, a six-man rotation is going to help them a lot with that.
Of course.
There's not been any proclamation from the organization that it's going to be a six-man rotation yet.
But it would make just too much sense.
So your rotation right now is Yamamoto.
25, needs the extra space.
Glasnow, Bobby Miller.
Injury prone needs it. Young needs it.
James Paxton.
Old needs it.
Gavin Stone.
Young needs it.
Emmett Sheehan.
Young needs it. And when Kershaw gets there, absolutely needs it.
Needs it, yep.
If you bring in Jordan Montgomery, he might be the only one that's used to that five-man rotation.
We're not counting on Walker Buehler or Kershaw.
Yeah, by the way, we didn't even mention Walker Buehler.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. Buehler, again, a guy just coming off his second Tommy John, needs it.
How loaded are they?
And by the way, Dustin May going to pitch this year?
They say
by the end of the year he has a chance, but it's a little bit like the Walker Buehler injury. They thought he was going to come back in September, and then he wasn't able to come back. I don't think you can count on Dustin May. He's going to be a great piece moving forward, but think about that. Next year's rotation, they're going to add Dustin May and Shohei Ohtani.
Hello.
That is just crazy. All right, coming up next, let's do something dumb. Let's do this. You sent this yesterday. The USA Today has a bracket contest. Everybody this time of year is doing brackets.
Right.
And they have a bracket for the greatest road trip song ever. Greatest road trip song. So think about that. We'll do it next. Mesa in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Let me tell you about my buddy Jacob Imrani. So when you're injured in an accident, one of the first calls you get is from the other person's insurance company. They want to give you money. You think, cool. No, don't fall for the trick. They're offering you money to replace or repair your vehicle, but will that cover your medical bills? What about lost wages for time missing work? Safe to say the answer is no. You shouldn't have to pay any money out of pocket to fix your car or go see the doctor. And if you're missing work, in turn, it's making your paycheck less than normal. Don't do it to yourself. You know who to call. Jacob. Jacob will deal with the insurance company, help you with the rental car, schedule your doctor's appointments. Nothing will come out of pocket. That's right. You don't pay a dime out of pocket while Jacob takes care of you and gets you the settlement that you deserve. A lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember...
accident. Or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie, call Jacob.
CallJacob.com. Don't forget to follow Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to @call.jacob. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Oh, there we go. What's going on? Day after the Lakers have a disastrous loss to the Sacramento Kings. We'll circle back around to that. We'll still be pissed off at three after What's Up, Fool, so we'll get back into it. In the meantime, USA Today is running a bracket contest for the best road trip songs ever. Now, Ireland, I think I queued up one of your choices.
All right, so the bracket has 64 songs in it.
Yes.
So using their bracket, this is what my personal ones would be.
Okay.
Okay. It would either be California Love,
which is a three seed in their bracket,
or Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's pretty good.
Bohemian Rhapsody is a fantastic road trip song.
It is.
Because you can just play it on the open road and it'll carry you forever.
Yeah. It's a long song, too.
Yes.
And it's the Wayne's World. No, is it Wayne's World or is it Harold and Kumar? Which one?
No, it's Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
But I think it's also the only song ever to go to number one in three different
decades. Oh, is that
right? It went to number one when it came out. It went to number one when Freddie Mercury died. And it went to number one when Wayne's World came out. And it also hit the charts again when the movie came out, when the Rami Malek movie came out, but it didn't go to number one. So I think that's it. So that would be my choice, either California Love. The way I got hooked on California Love was watching Kenley Jansen come in to pitch for the Dodgers. You know, that was his walk-in song.
Oh, yeah, that was a walk-in song.
And every time I heard it, I go, oh, this is a great song. So now I listen to it on the road all the time. My sleeper on their thing,
yep.
Aerosmith, Dream On.
Oh, it's a
highly
such a great
underrated
record.
Song.
Such a great record.
How about you?
Well, I really like the number one seed in the I don't know what region because I can't see the whole bracket.
Yeah.
But it's Backstreet Boys. I want it that way. Tell me why. Tell me why. I thought you were going to have that queued up. I was going to be singing along with it. You're my one desire. The other one that I really love, and it's a one seed, and it's for a reason. Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Oh, I thought you were going Fast Car, Tracy Chapman, which is also very good.
It is
and
a good
Luke
one.
The Luke Combs cover is very good.
I've been listening to the Luke Combs cover.
Brian, did you look at the list? Did you look at the road trip songs?
I didn't see
what comes to mind.
You're going on a road trip. What's it? And you're driving for the next 20 hours. What do you want to hear?
I think I'd hear some Freebird, little Leonard Skinner.
That's an excellent
choice. Great choice.
That is an excellent choice.
Bergman?
So I didn't know I had to look off the list, and I just went off my own.
Okay,
so
that's great.
I have it. Bring it down so I can. I love this song. Homeward Bound, Simon Garfunkel.
Oh, yeah.
You're a little old school, but
it is a good. I love Simon Garfunkel.
I'm surprised you're a Simon and Garfunkel guy.
Oh, love Simon and Garfunkel.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I listened to them a pretty decent amount.
Oh, and by the way, I said there were 64 songs. There's only 32. They only did 32 songs.
What's the best Simon and Garfunkel song?
This one's actually really good.
Yeah, this Bridge Over Troubled Water was their biggest hit.
It's a great one.
My favorite Simon and Garfunkel song is Kodachrome.
Mine is The Boxer.
Which is excellent.
Yeah, which is great.
That's one that mentions Joe DiMaggio, right?
Yeah.
Kodachrome has the best opening line to a song maybe ever.
Okay.
Do you know how it starts?
Hmm.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. By the way, it's Mrs. Robinson that has Joe DiMaggio in it. Yeah.
You're right.
When I was at Yankee Stadium when they unveiled one of the somebody's monument in Monument Park. It was Joe DiMaggio's monument, and they played Mrs. Robinson
in the
stadium.
Didn't they have Paul Simon come and play
Paul Simon came and did it. Yeah, I was there with that day. It was crazy.
All right, some underrated songs off of this thing.
Yep.
You're going to laugh, but this is me showing my love for Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus.
I love Miley Cyrus.
Very, very interesting.
She looks like she had the most fun of anybody at the Grammys.
I think she just has the most fun in general. You know, she has the same passion that you have.
Yes.
Yeah, she's
she does.
She's very into weed.
Yes. By the way.
Yeah, this Party in the USA.
Kiss by Prince is there.
Free Fallin' Tom Petty, very strong.
Yeah, they stuck a Taylor Swift song in there, Cruel Summer. Not sure which one that. They all blend together for me. All the Taylor Swift songs just blend together into one big song. Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses is a great one.
Okay, a couple ones that I was surprised were in here because there were only 32. Okay?
Okay.
Africa by Toto.
It's a great song. Come on now. That's a great song.
It's not a great road trip
song. It's not a great road trip song. It's not like...
When Weezer did it, it was really good.
I love the Weezer version. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Weezer
I could sing this in a car
album.
On a road trip all day long. This
That's
is fantastic.
That's a great road trip song.
This is a great road trip song.
Falling on this
yep.
One. That was one that was kind of surprised me that it was on there. Britney Spears, Baby One More Time. Eh.
Oh, come on. That's a great record.
I don't think that's her best song. I think there's other songs. Toxic better than I like
but
that.
Don't you like Baby One More Time better than Toxic?
No, I like Toxic better. Good one. Crazy in Love, Beyonce. That's a good one.
I love that one.
This is a very easy song to sing along to, but I think you're gonna hate it.
Okay,
It's All Coming Back to Me Now, Celine Dion.
I mean, really, for a road trip, though?
Well, the reason I like it is because after the pandemic, when football came back,
yep.
ESPN used it that football was coming back and had all these shots of fans like going into their closet and getting out stuff and how football was going to be back and we were going to be able to go back into the stadiums.
Right.
And then I got hooked on it because ESPN used it in a promotional campaign.
For a road trip?
Yeah, it'd be. I think okay. It would be fine.
If you like the song.
It would be like 10th on my list. But Danger Zone, Kenny Loggins.
Yeah, Kenny Loggins, sure. Sure.
Danger Zone, good song.
It's a good song.
Brandy, Looking Glass.
Looking Glass, sure. Ireland, do you have a workout playlist?
Yeah.
Open your workout playlist. Bergman, do you have a workout playlist?
You know what the first song is.
I don't work out.
I know what the first song is. I want to know what the second song is. I know Lose Yourself is the first song.
Yeah, okay. So I will read you the... hasn't been updated in years, but you'll know all the songs on it. Okay. Lose Yourself, Eminem. Green Light, John Legend.
It's great.
Yeah, Usher.
Yeah.
Loaf.
Usher is in your playlist.
Third song.
There you go.
Low. By Flo Rida.
Flo Rida's a party
the
song.
The Way You Move by Outkast.
Yep.
Semi-Charmed Life, Third Eye Blind.
Yep.
Wow, this is a weird one. It's in there. List of Demands, Saul Williams. Have you ever heard that song?
No.
I can see if I can get to play, but it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
This is Flo Rida.
Yes.
Peace Frog.
This is a banger.
Okay, Peace Frog by The Doors.
Yep.
Are You Gonna Go My Way, Lenny Kravitz.
Yep.
Shattered Rolling Stones. Private Idaho, B-52s.
Mm-hmm.
House is Rockin', Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yep.
Don't Stop Me Now, Queen, Rosalita Springsteen, Misty Mountain Hop, Zeppelin. Sexual Revolution, Macy Gray. Makes me wonder, Maroon 5. That's my workout mix.
I have a very, very gay workout mix. a lot of Broadway stuff in there. Broadway John.
This is... You ever heard this song? She's a Little Nuts. You ever listen to Macy Gray?
Yeah, she's got the one big record that was gigantic.
This is her. And the reason I put it on my workout playlist is for 5 or 6 years, the Laker girls did it.
This song?
Yeah. And because they did it, I was at a lot of games and I was listening over and over. It has a very slow lead up and then it just
right. This
goes.
Sounds like a cool down song.
You'll see in a second.
Is she gonna kick it?
Yeah, in a minute. But the thing I like about Macy Gray is she doesn't sound like anybody else.
That is true.
You know, she's got this kind of weird. It almost is like a girlish voice.
Well, she's a soul singer, like a lot of grease in her voice. It's really, yeah. And she had one really big, gigantic hit record, right? fine.
Is this it? Yeah. Oh, yeah. This was her big
this
hit.
This was a really big song.
Yeah.
By the way, Bohemian Rhapsody, the only record I ever had as a kid that was a 45 that you had to turn over to hear the rest of the song.
Same song on both
Same
sides.
Same song both sides, wow. Yeah. All right, there you have it. There's a little screwing around on a day after the Lakers lose. And we'll circle back around to that after some What's Up, Fool, which is coming up next. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. I got to get me back to the tables at Commerce Casino this weekend. Took last weekend off. Normally, I go there one day a week. Today, it's going to be, or this week, it's going to be the morning of the Academy Awards. I love the Oscars, and I'm going to play some poker beforehand. You can get all the details at commercecasino.com. I'm always excited to play there. Love my partnership with these guys because I play so much poker, and it happens to be there. If you've played there, you know why. It's the best poker room in SoCal, and it is legit the biggest poker room in the world. Find any game you want, limit, no limit, whatever you need, they've got it. And get this, Commerce Casino gave away over $1 million in promotions in January alone, giving away $20 million in promotions in 2024. It is Commerce Casino, commercecasino.com. I'll see you at the tables. It is also the home of Mandy's 3, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so you know the security guard, Alex, downstairs?
Yes, yep. Love Alex.
Great guy.
He sent this to me, so I want to know what you think about the possibility of this. It's from Motor City Throwdown. It says, rumors are floating around about NASCAR possibly bringing a race to Dodger Stadium.
What?
Would you go see a NASCAR race at Dodger Stadium?
I wouldn't, but I have a lot of friends who are NASCAR fans, and they would.
You think it would work at Dodger
Stadium?
Well,
it works at the Coliseum.
It's different.
Right, they did a race at the Coliseum. Is it outside the stadium?
No, it's inside.
Inside, or is it circling
from
the stadium?
Picture, I'll send you the picture of it, and you can kind of see it. It's dark, so it's kind of hard to see, but
inside the stadium.
That's what this looks like. Yeah, here are the seats. It goes down. I just sent to you in the group chat.
I think it's probably cool. I don't know that necessarily I would be there, but it's an interesting idea.
Yeah, people love NASCAR fans would like it.
People love the Coliseum one. Oh, yeah, I see a rendering. Yeah, I guess you could put a NASCAR track inside there. It's not an official NASCAR track, is it? Because it's not like a mile or whatever a NASCAR track is. There can't be that long.
Yeah, it'd be a short track.
A short track like it is at the Coliseum. Yeah, I say, sure, absolutely. I'm for it.
Okay, so you're saying, Alex, you shouldn't have sent this to me?
No, Alex, I thank you, Alex. I had a good conversation with Alex today.
He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's a fantastic guy.
Raider fan.
Is he a Raiders?
Yeah, we love it. We love to hear it, too.
I hate Brian. Alex is the worst.
Brian. All the time. He tells me about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Keep doing that, Alex. Keep telling Brian why he's wrong.
What's up, fool?
Sticking on the Dodger Stadium theme here, it was announced yesterday Dodger Stadium Adult Camp is coming back May 9th to the 12th. Are you guys familiar with these adult kind
of
camps?
Yeah, I think Dave Singer did it.
Yeah, our friend Dave Singer did it.
Okay. Yeah.
You play with some old-timey Dodgers.
Right,
and
so this year they're going to have Eric Gagne, Steve Sachs, James Looney's going to be there, Dodger manager Bill Russell, Rick Dempsey, Nomar is going to be there, Jami Harin, Manny Mota, and Steve Yeager.
Wow. Now, so it's a one-day thing or it's a weekend thing?
It's a weekend thing. So you get the weekend, and I know I don't know how the Dodgers do it, but I know with the Padres, they used to do like a couple classes, you know, with the kind of pros kind of deal.
So
and they would play a game.
Is the idea that it's going to be at Dodger Stadium when the Dodgers are on the road?
Right, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's really cool. It's not for me.
You don't want to be out there and in the Dodger batter's box, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to, but I don't know if my Dodger adult camp days are gone. I think they may be over. John, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that'd be a horrible idea.
I can hit. I'm a good hitter.
Yeah, I would have to come visit you in the hospital. Yeah. We'd do the show. One of us would be in the hospital, and it wouldn't be me.
I still have that scar on my palm from where I went down during the celebrity softball game this last summer.
You mean so. Where you didn't get hits?
I did have a hit.
Did you have a hit?
Yeah, I hit my first at bat. Then after that, I was bleeding. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get a hit after that. I mean, I was literally losing blood. I had a tourniquet around my wrist because my hand was bleeding.
A tourniquet? Oh, it was
I had a tourniquet around my wrist.
It was a near-death experience. Yeah, did
I did not realize
very
it was
close.
Near-death experience.
So I was 1-for-3 with a single to the left.
Okay. Are you making that up?
No, okay. I'm 100% honest here. Okay. I'm always honest.
What about you, Greg? Will you be in on an adult summer camp here?
Hell yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah,
I think
it'd
be fun.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah,
send it over, there. Brian.
Yeah, send it to Greg. That'd be a good story. Good bit.
Good bit.
We like the good bits.
All about the bits.
Yes.
What's up, fool?
I saw another story here yesterday on the news. Justin Timberlake announced a one-night free concert here in L.A.
I saw that. We actually applied for the tickets. I forget. Where is it going to be? The Forum?
It's going to be at... the Wiltern.
Oh, the Wiltern. Yes, yeah, we applied for tickets. I don't know. Juan told me we applied for tickets. I don't know how many.
Yeah, Allison actually told me the same thing, that she went and she applied for tickets. So it's, you have to have a Ticketmaster account, and anybody can sign up.
Yep.
And if you are selected random raffle, you get two tickets.
Yeah.
Non-transferable, so you can't be giving the tickets to the friend. Like, if you win,
can't
you
be
can't
selling
them
online, right, or anything like that.
This is a cool concept, though. It's pretty nice of JT giving a free concert, just a raffle style.
Yeah, you know? I hope we get in.
Somebody asked me the other day, who would be a draw at the Sphere? And I thought Timberlake would be good for that.
He would be.
Him or Bruno Mars, I think,
Bruno
could do
Mars,
well at the
Beyonce,
Sphere.
Beyonce and Harry Styles, I know, has been bounced around as a name. No, I'm in on the Timberlake thing. I love going to concerts. Saturday night, we are going to go to see someone I've never seen before.
Who is?
She's at the Forum. Madonna. Never seen Madonna.
The now, girl that cuts my hair told me yesterday she went, and it's great. Now, here's a tip.
Okay. We're not getting there till 9:30.
The ticket says the show starts at 8:30. She said Madonna took the stage at 10:15.
Yeah, we're going to get there at 9:30 because I think Madonna's being very disrespectful to people by making them wait that long. But, yeah, we're going to see Madonna. She looks kind of creaky in the videos that I've seen. I mean, she's 65 years old. She can't Vogue like she used to.
Mandy, the girl that cuts my hair, says she was great.
Are you any good at Voguing?
No.
But can you Vogue, Brian?
I don't know what Vogue
you
is.
You just go like this.
That's exactly it. Guess, just back and forth.
Yeah, it's just like
a windshield wiper.
Come on, Vogue.
It's like a dance?
Yeah, it's a dance. Yeah. You don't remember the song Vogue?
No.
Come on, Vogue. Let your body move to the music. It's
I'm
a line.
Close to it.
No, doesn't,
right over my head.
Doesn't ring a bell.
You don't know this song?
What's up, fool?
Come on, Vogue. You really don't know that song?
Come on, Vogue.
He
goes, come on, Vogue.
Come on,
no,
Vogue.
That's part of the song.
Let your body move to the music.
This is it, right here. This is a huge hit for her. You guys never heard this song?
Strike a pose.
I do. I have.
I don't think I have.
Brian, you don't know this song? Come on.
I don't think I do know.
Vogue.
No, that doesn't help.
It came out. I think this song came out in the 90s.
Hey. It was a big record. It does have a long walk up, though. I don't know if we can wait this long.
I just went on here.
Yeah.
It's a long intro. Wait a minute. Strike a pose.
My friend who saw Madonna says she dances her ass off and that the songs are great. She plays all the old stuff. I think you're going
to
like it.
But nobody can dance at 65 like they used to.
She says, I don't. Her exact words to me was, I don't know if she's taking steroids or if she is like on some type of adrenaline drug, but he said she dances like crazy at this thing.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Oh, you gotta look into that. I would say that's a top, for me, that's like a top three Madonna song.
What would the other two be?
Like a Prayer, which I love, and she sued me over that one.
Okay. You've heard the thing about Like a Prayer, right? What it might be about?
Well, it has something to do. She's in a church, and she's what?
Okay, this is Like a Prayer?
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out a way I can say this on the radio. It is...
Just say it, we'll dump it.
About...
a specific kind of sex.
Oh, I know exactly which one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently Madonna has confirmed it.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
So when I was working...
listen to the words. Let's see if the words take.
Yeah, see if...
I'm down on my knees. I can take you there.
I can feel your power.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You never noticed this before?
I never noticed
it. I have not. Google it. Once you go down... Greg, once you go down that rabbit hole, wait till you
I
see what...
I didn't realize.
Wait till you see what comes up.
That's amazing.
Go down that rabbit hole and see what comes up. About 900 things I can't say on the radio.
Like a prayer lyric. Yeah.
So when I was running a radio station in Ohio, this mob guy from Detroit.
Where she's from.
Gave me a copy of this song the weekend before it was supposed to be released. And we played it all weekend long at the top of every single hour. And by Monday, MTV was reporting that Madonna was suing us for doing it.
But that's what you wanted, right?
That's a great bit.
Yeah,
we got sued by Madonna.
I remember. Do you remember when we first started, like early years of Mason and Ireland?
Yep.
The movie, one of the Godzilla movies came out.
Okay.
Do you remember this, Mike? It was right when we met Mike Thompson.
Okay.
And they were playing Seattle in the first round of the playoffs.
Right.
And this is when we got George Carl.
Oh, yeah, you know, of course.
We sent Singer to George Carl's hotel and gave him a big... We had a horse at the time. We had a racehorse.
Yep.
And when you win a race, you get these giant horse wreaths.
The horse.
In flowers.
Yes.
And we had him do one up for George Carl when the Lakers jumped up 3-1 in a best of seven series.
Yes.
And we wrote, "Beloved coach, see ya." And Singer left it on his door before game five. And then the Lakers won game five and knocked him out.
Right.
But you don't remember this? We took... Godzilla was coming out the movie.
Yeah.
So we took Godzilla...
A gigantic inflatable Godzilla.
In a Shaq jersey and put it on top of a building across from Key Arena.
Yep.
And just specifically to get a cease and desist order. Yep. And it worked.
It worked.
Yeah.
Focus.
They can focus.
We gotta focus.
Focus.
Yes. Oh, God. All right, there you have it. Let's circle back to the Lakers.
We have to?
Yeah, we got to. Lakers.
I was just starting to calm down.
Disastrous night last night. Embarrassing performance. At some point, everybody just threw in the towel, and it was a critical game. They could have moved to the edge of even being the 6, and instead they're the 10 at the moment with a tough schedule
and
coming
up.
And
it's what we mean when we say the playoffs have basically started.
Yeah.
Because every time you lose a game, you can drop into a hole.
Exactly. So we'll get into that coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.